Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the coffee cup. C-L-A-S-S-I-B-A. Creeping, yeah. If you went from good to great, and you know it's not too late, you're in the Midwest.
It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, and welcome to Cream City Classica. Tonight, Derek Thomas stops by to tell us about Secrets Untold. Secrets Untold. The number to the show is 1-713-955-0635. We will be back to hear from the author in a quick second, but right now we have a commercial, and we'll hit you back in a moment.
Remember the old saying, what you won't do, the next one will? Rashad is a successful dealer who learns that neglecting his woman for someone on the side leads to betrayal in the worst way. Things become turbulent the more she's deemed unworthy. Will their untold secrets unravel their relationship? Angel is a troubled young girl who desperately seeks to hide a secret that, if revealed, will be devastating. As the dreadful secrets begin to consume her, she fights back the only way that she knows how. Will her troubled past come back to haunt her, or will she find true happiness? Tizo is fresh out of prison and under pressure to provide for his family, so he falls back to the only hustle he knows, robbery. They say karma's a bitch, and Tizo finds out the hard way after targeting the wrong hustler. Fate sends him down a dark road where his freedom and possibly his life hangs in the balance. See this amazing story unfold in an unpredictable way when everything done in the dark eventually comes to light. Secrets Untold by author Derek Thomas, available now on Kindle Unlimited and paperback.
Oh my goodness, that sounds like it's going to be a really good story. This is your host, Teresa Ray Butler, live from Milwaukee. We are downtown. For those of you who don't know, I have been going through some changes in life. There comes a time in life where you have to make some moves and do some things and not be frightened. Well, your girl, she has made a major move. I moved into a brand new home in 2006 or 7, I don't know, we've been there like a decade, the only people that ever lived in this house. And before we moved to this house, we lived in another big four-bedroom family home house, and we lived there for like 10 years. So basically what happened was when we moved into our new home, we already had 10 years of stuff that was coming with us, you know. We left some things behind, but we also had about 10 years of stuff to go with us to the new house. So we moved into our brand new home. I'm just sharing some stuff with y'all till the author calls in, because the author has not called in yet, so I got to buy time. So y'all bear with me. There's some points to this story, I promise. So anyway, 10 years of stuff from the old crib to the new crib, right? So now we talk about another decade has pretty much rolled by. So that now you're talking what, 10 plus another decade, or, you know, we're talking about approximately 20 years of stuff. So 20 years of stuff, y'all. I'm going through my house like Sanford and Son, dude. It's like stuff. I tell you what, I will never, ever again have so much in my entire life. I don't know if any of y'all listening out there want to call in and talk about something like this with me while we wait on this author, because I see some people listening in, but you haven't wanted to talk to the host or the guest, so that's cool. I see y'all. Shout out, Cream City. But if you've ever lived somewhere and you've just acquired all this stuff, like, why do human beings have so much stuff? You know what I'm saying? I know this show is about Derek Thomas and Secrets Untold, but he hasn't called in yet, so we're going to have a little chit-chat till he calls in. The number to the show is 1-713-955-0635. And, yeah, dude, I'm, like, going through my whole house, and it's just so much stuff, like stuff that I don't even know where it came from, stuff that's never been opened. It's just, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, why? So I've been enlightened. My eyes are open. You know what? The way this country is going crazy, I really truly feel like we all, every one of us, we all need to minimalize down to little or nothing, little or nothing. But in the meantime, let's get back to the show. All right. Let's see. Cream City Classica, who is on the line? Who is on the line? Area code 205.
Yes, this is Derek Thomas.
Hey, there you go. What's up? What's going on?
Not much. I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
We doing real good. We in the middle of moving me. You know, I need to move and relocate my life. But other than that, we straight. Everything's great. We want to talk to you about Secrets Untold, though. That's the real key to the show today is you and your novel.
All right.
So what we're going to do, Derek, is we're going to go back. We're going to go back to like a little bit of the beginning, because we've already like lost about 5 minutes to the show, I think. So can you like quickly tell us about yourself and how you became a writer?
Okay. Well, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. And I was raised in the projects. I was raised in a rough area of Birmingham. I decided to be a writer. Basically, it was kind of like a seed planted in my mind a while back, but I never really just took heed to it. But my friends would, you know, always kind of like give me their undivided attention whenever I told them about any type of incident or anything that I felt adamant about that I was involved in. You know, say for instance, it could have just been a night out on the town, and you know, just the way I relayed that back to my friends was always, you know, I think it was a little extra. You know, so that, you know, my friends would always tell me, like, man, you know, you got a knack for storytelling. You should write a book, you know. And I heard that over the years, but I just kind of, you know, I ignored it. But at some point when I think God closed one door in my life, I was ready to step up and you know, allow him to walk me through the door that he opened. You know, when the opportunity presented itself, I sat down and I decided to write, and it just started flowing, and it became it went from being a hobby to a passion, you know? So, you know, that's pretty much the story of how I got here.
We love when writers write with passion. So that's a trigger word right there.
Okay.
Cool. So is this your first released full package novel, or have you ever put something together before this, novel worthy or novel, you know, in equal or anything like that?
Yeah, it is the first novel that's been released, but it's been re-released. I self-published this novel myself. You know, I self-published it myself, and but you know, trying to into the world of just trying to be an author and wearing the hat of being like doing trying to do the promotion and trying to be just trying to wear too many hats at once. You know, I wanted to concentrate on just being the artist. And so, I submitted my material to Reese World Publishing, and he liked it. Mm-hmm. And so, we decided to re-release it, under a different cover, and change the editing up just a little bit. And we made a few adjustments, but I think it was great adjustments, and this is my first novel. Yeah.
Shout out to Reese World Publishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are over there. They're over there scooping up a lot of authors. I see that. And they're putting in a lot of work, so we can really appreciate that. Now, we heard you say that you wanted to just concentrate on being the star, the artist, the shining spotlight part of it. And you really didn't want to dabble into the PR or anything like that. But we always like to, put that on the mind of aspiring authors, because not every author can get themselves over to Reese World Publishing. There's some authors out there who are going to be independently published who are going to have to take that road. Have you ever, done your own PR and everything when you did wear all the hats and everything and find any kind of, avenues that you thought maybe worked that you could share with other authors who have to get out there and do that footwork?
Well, I think the most important thing is, just trying to make yourself vigilant, social media, dealing with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any type of social media network that you can use that, is free. I think that's the best advertisement, the free advertisement, For myself personally, I did incorporate a few different things that I paid for, but they didn't really pan out, So I was a little upset about it because, once you invest in something financially, you don't get the results, and then you turn around and do something that didn't cost anything and you see better results. That's what I would advise anybody who's trying to get a leg up, is to, explore all the free advertisement that they can first before they start investing financially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with the cover, you said it was revised in the idea of it. Is that the vision that you originally saw for yourself, or did that vision change as the book itself became revised with the editing and everything?
My vision for it was originally it was something different, and just all of a sudden, it just kind of came to me, to do the cover the way it is now. But the way the cover is now is based on a part of the book, the story in the book. It's not the entire, book, subject matter, but I don't know if that was a vision that was just kind of stuck in my head. I don't know if it's the most appealing idea. I'm not, speaking badly about the book cover because I really like it. But I did, my sister, she saw the cover and she was like, oh my goodness, it just looked like some little girl's probably being abused in this book, and I don't know if I want to read about that, But I know everybody doesn't share the same sentiments because the book is selling and, it's doing fairly well. So, I don't know. That was just the vision that was kind of stuck in my head. And now that I kind of, after my sister said that to me, I was like, well, I wonder if I could have went in a different direction. But I'm comfortable with the cover and the way it is because it says a lot about the story. But, like I said, it's not the story. The book cover does not reflect the entire story, altogether.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to play a commercial right quick, and we're going to get right back to you. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Derek Thomas. Derek Thomas, he's on Queen City tonight talking about Secrets Untold. And when we come back, we are going to talk about those Secrets Untold. It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, live from Milwaukee, Queen.
Remember the old saying, what you won't do, the next one will? Rashad is a successful dealer who learns that neglecting his woman for someone on the side leads to betrayal in the worst way. Things become turbulent the more she's deemed unworthy. Will their untold secrets unravel their relationship? Angel is a troubled young girl who desperately seeks to hide a secret that, if revealed, will be devastating. As the dreadful secrets begin to consume her, she fights back the only way that she knows how. Will her troubled past come back to haunt her? Or will she find true happiness? Tizo is fresh out of prison and under pressure to provide for his family, so he falls back to the only hustle he knows, robbery. They say karma's a bitch, and Tizo finds out the hard way after targeting the wrong hustler. Fate sends him down a dark road where his freedom and possibly his life hangs in the balance. See this amazing story unfold in an unpredictable way when everything done in the dark eventually comes to light. Secrets Untold by author Derek Thomas, available now on Kindle Unlimited and paperback.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. We are back. This is the part of the show, Derek. We want to talk about right now, like, do you have any book tours coming up or any book signings or anything going on like that to help further launch this? This is a brand new novel, right? So, I mean, it's re-released, yep. But it's still new on deck for Reese World. So is there a lineup schedule?
I'm sure that you know, we're going to have something, some book signings in the making. You know, as of right now, it's not on my schedule, but I most definitely need to just sit down with Reese and make plans to do some book signings very soon.
A little bit about the story itself. We heard the commercial, and we don't want to give too much away, but is there anything you'd like to entice the listeners with about the story?
I think, you know, the reader will find the story to be kind of fascinating because it's suspenseful. You know, it's not going to be what you imagine. You know, as you read it, it might start out, you know, like the typical drug dealer who deals with, you know, multiple women, or, you know, you might imagine that some of the stories, because for first thing, it's a three-party stories, you know, in the book. And but I think that it'll most definitely take the reader's mind on the journey, and, you know, it won't pan out the way that the reader will imagine. So, yeah, I think it's one of those books that once you start reading it, you're going to snuggle up and find yourself kind of like not wanting to put it down. Yeah.
Okay. All right, who's your favorite character in the story?
To be honest with you, I like all of them. I really do, because, you know, their personality kind of like shine through. You know, it's like, I don't know if I had too many personalities in my head when I was writing it. You know what I'm saying? But if I had to pick one, I would probably say, it's really hard to say, to be honest with you. I like all of them. I like Angel. You know, she shows that she's very strong, and she perseveres through, you know, very trying times, and I admire that in her character. I like Rashad, even though he's a bit of a player. You know, he's trying his best to maintain two women, you know, and two African American women. So that ain't an easy task. You know what I'm saying? I like Tizo, but I don't like what he stands for. You know, I don't like the fact that, you know, he felt like his only, you know, the only thing that he tried to do was just go back to what landed him in prison in the first place. But I do like the fact that, you know, his character shows, you know, the consequences of our actions. You know, when we make those bad decisions, sometimes you don't get another chance. So, in a sense, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm crazy about his character, but I like that, you know, he was like the sacrificial lamb. You know, he's kind of like, you know, he had to be sacrificed so others maybe, you know, be able to view this and have a good understanding, man, that, you know, the East Road sometimes is just not the best choice.
It isn't. You're right about that. Let's talk about, is there already a sequel in the making, or will this be your only novel? Or do you have an entirely different story lined up if it's not?
It'll be a Secrets Untold too, but it's going to be a completely different story. I think the concept for me is just to be brutally, you know, as brutally revealing and honest as I possibly can with the characters, even though it's fiction. You know, I let the pen take me where it wants to go. So if my characters don't make it at the end, then, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, keep the story going. I just, you know, I think Secrets Untold is sort of like Tales of the Crypt. You know, it's like, even though this is not a horror story, it's like with Tales of the Crypt, it was mm-hmm. always a different story, you know, but it still was under the same right. Guidelines. So, you know, that's the okay. direction that I'm heading in with part two. I'm already working on part two.
We really like that. That's something that a lot of authors really don't venture into, making a kind of like a series where it's
right.
unpredictable like that, you know? And mm-hmm. that way,
mm-hmm.
Derek, you know, you can come up with worlds of stories, with worlds of people. So this thing
exactly.
should really be successful for you, and we wish you a lot of luck. Now, before we wrap up the end of this show, we want to talk about how much is the book. We know it's available on Kindle, according to the commercial, or anything else mm-hmm. you'd like people to know about how to get the book from you or Reese World or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it's available on Amazon.com. I think it's available on CrateSpace as well. I know that the Kindle is like, I think it's on sale right now for just like 99 cents. You know, we're just making it affordable for people to be able to just really check it out without any inhibitions. You know, it's nothing should stop a person who want to read a good novel from being able to, you know, go out and purchase this. I can't tell you exactly how much the paperback is. I don't want to make up numbers, but I think it's going to be at least from like $10 to $12, something in that area.
Okay. All right. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and towards the end of the show, not the very end, but towards the end, we usually like to give other people shine. This is the part of the show where you reflect on your writing journey, and you give shout-outs to maybe other authors, maybe friends and family, maybe to even your publisher, you know, just anybody you could think of that you could give some love and light to and possibly send some people their way or anything like that. Because it's enough room for us all to shine on Cream City.
Right. Well, I want to send you guys a shout-out first. You know, I appreciate you guys a lot, you know. And I also want to, you know, send a shout-out to, you know, Reese World Publishing and the whole family, just everybody that's a part of the family, you know, all the authors and everyone behind the scenes, you know, trying to make it happen. It's, you know, it's like a machine, you know, with a lot of different components that's going to make this work. So, you know, I appreciate that and I admire that. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, the man upstairs. You know, I got to get God the glory. You know what I'm saying? That's about it.
Oh, okay, because you didn't name no family.
Nah.
Shout out to my grandma.
yeah, well, you know, my grandmother, she passed away, and you know what I'm saying, but I got love for my family, though, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, I don't really feel like I got to jump on the radio to do, you know, show them love. I'll holler at them when I get around to it.
Okay, much love to everybody over there. Is there any other authors that you could think of that you might want to give a shout-out, because we know that Reese World is a family,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you guys are really, really good about showing love to other authors over there. So
yeah,
if you could think of it, now's the time. But if not, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, nobody comes to mind just right now. I've been so focused on just, you know, trying to just do my own thing to where I kind of shut myself off from other authors and things like that because I don't like someone else's influence to influence my writing. So, you know, I kind of fall back off reading other people's
okay.
things. Yeah, I mean, I intentionally do that, though. You know, because, you know, sometimes something can come up and I'd be like, well, wonder where I got that from. I can't remember, you know. So, you know, I don't want to be influenced by anybody else's writing, and there's a lot of great authors out there. So, you know, I mean, I couldn't just, you know, particularly just say, you know, shouts out to one individual. There's a lot of great authors out there. I think everybody just need to keep doing their thing, you know, and may God bless.
All right. Well, Reese World Publishing is in the house. We appreciate all of the awesome authors that they are sending out here into the world. We certainly welcome you guys at Cream City. We want to wish you much, much success on your journey. We really look forward to part two. And, you know, you always have a place to shine here on this platform. And right now we're coming to the end of the show. And we're going to let you go back and get into the writing room, do your Alfred Hitchcock, Stephen King stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, because, you know, we talk about writers that are, like, into it, and they just close themselves off from the world.
Yeah, well,
we know
definitely.
It's important to you, and we appreciate you.
All right, thank
Sarah,
you guys.
Thank you so much for coming to Cream City, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Author Derek Thomas, y'all. Derek Thomas. This is your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We are downtown at the offices down here. We want y'all to know, whether you write books, you do hair, you make shoes, you do nails, you fix cars, you make jewelry, you got a law office, you got a funeral home, whatever it is that you do. It's enough room for you to shine with Creasy. We do $5 ads, y'all, $5 ads. That means we put a commercial together for you, and we send it to you, and you can use it to your liking. So don't forget about that, okay? The number to the show is 713. When you guys want to call in, listen in, you already know this, but I'm just reiterating it for you. It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler. Just wrapping it up, Derek Thomas, his book is Secrets Untold. Check it out on Kindle. He said it might be on sale for 99 cents, so y'all go get that hookup, okay? It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler. This is Cream City. We are getting on up out of here. Love and light.
You're on the Coffee Cup.
Who's on the line?
Remember the old saying, what you won't do, the next one will? Rashad is a successful dealer who learns that neglecting his woman for someone on the side leads to betrayal in the worst way. Things become turbulent the more she's deemed unworthy. Will their untold secrets unravel their relationship? Angel is a troubled young girl who desperately seeks to hide a secret that, if revealed, will be devastating. As the dreadful secrets begin to consume her, she fights back the only way that she knows how. Will her troubled past come back to haunt her, or will she find true happiness? T Tizo is fresh out of prison and under pressure to provide for his family, so he falls back to the only hustle he knows, robbery. They say karma's a bitch, and Tizo finds out the hard way after targeting the wrong hustler. Fate sends him down a dark road where his freedom and possibly his life hangs in the balance. See this amazing story unfold in an unpredictable way when everything done in the dark eventually comes to light. Secrets Untold by author Derek Thomas, available now on Kindle Unlimited and paperback.